Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Thursday, it is the Luke and Pete show, and it's still a stonking hot one. Pete and Luke in the studio, getting hot.
How you doing?
Good, hot still.
What's going on?
Still, I was just gagging for a bit of sunshine this summer. I feel very short-changed, and now it's actually arrived. It's actually quite overbearing, isn't it?
It's all or nothing, mate.
It is all or nothing.
Absolutely all or nothing, and we don't do ourselves any favours, because I think people just think of us as being British, so we always just complain about the weather, whatever it is. And what I would say to that is, I won't complain about it if it's roughly room temperature with a nice breeze every day. My biggest complaint about weather in the UK is there's just too much of it.
I wonder if we could ever live in a place on the planet that's just nice. Not too hot, not too cold, nice breeze.
I wonder where the most palatable place to live weather-wise is in the world. I know it depends on your individual kind of
preferences,
outlook. But say, for example, if you like your living room to be 18 degrees, right? That's probably a bit cold. 19.
I just want it blue skies and crisp. That's all I want.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. So you like a winter's day when it's cold but crisp. I like that as well.
Yeah, nice.
What's your favourite season?
I like summer, but I mean, I do abuse my body during the summer. I just spend
in what way?
Just drinking.
Do you?
Drinking. Then the winter months, I kind of calm down a little bit.
What are you talking about? You have beers at the end of the day every day?
No, never. I'd never drink at all. Not like that.
What are you trying to say then? You just said you abuse your body and now you're saying you don't drink.
Well, because everyone's around, so like going, oh, let's go out for a drink. Yeah, cool. And then I'm like, oh, I've had four drinks now.
You never invite me for a drink.
We drank at the London Podcast Festival.
It's the British Podcast Awards. And it was crap. So what's that got to do with it? You spent all your time talking to cool people.
Cool
to
people.
Me.
I don't recall that.
Okay, other people.
Other people.
Yeah.
Other people.
All right, fair enough. Is it bad form for me to call the British Podcast Awards crap?
Well, I mean, you put in whatever you get out, I guess. No, hang on. You get out whatever you put in. That's what I say.
Right.
In any situation.
Are you brave enough to call it crap on the show?
No, not as a judge.
Leave that. Oh, yeah, you are. I forgot about judge, that. Have I put you in a difficult position there?
Well, you know, it's all politics, isn't it, mate? I can't be seen to be slating something that I'm a judge of.
No. Are you a judge every year?
I have been, yeah.
Probably tell the same story, didn't it?
We never win anything or get nominated. Yeah. I found a guitar pick in the back of my pocket and it just says, "We're coming for you." And I've no idea where I got it from. Why it says "We're coming for you"?
What's the thickness?
I think the devil might have left. It's a
nice
very
thickness.
Light gauge. It's a nice light gauge. You know, I like a nice light
if
gauge.
If I'm playing guitar, that's the gauge I want on my plectrums. Why don't people call them plectrums anymore?
What do they call them? Picks.
Picks. Yeah.
How many times do you use the word pick? How many times do you talk to guitarsmen, to axemen?
I like it. Do you know what? You're going to hate me saying this.
Right.
I like going to music shops.
Yeah.
And talking to the people that work in there. Because they're all really intense.
Yes.
And I quite like that because they're really into it. And I'm quite attracted to people who are really passionate about stuff.
Right, yeah.
So, for example, I remember, you know, obviously, famously, you and I went to that Northampton vape shop. And
yeah.
You made me leave.
Yeah.
So I kept asking questions.
You're just talking to too many people.
Yeah.
But
they worked
stressing
there.
Me out.
They worked there.
They did, but you had no intention in buying anything. You were just wasting their time.
Well,
we've
had this discussion, and I think it depends on your outlook.
Stop bothering people in vape shops.
They don't know that I'm not going to buy anything. That's point number one. Two, it's probably boring if there's no one in there. And three, anyway, the point I was going to make was music shops are great for that. So my friend Blair, who's quite a successful singer-songwriter, if ever he's in town because he doesn't live in London, and this is obviously before COVID, we'll go for a beer, but he'll also go, he'll also take me to a few different kind of music shops, like on Denmark Street and stuff, because right. he knows all the people in there, they yeah. supply him for his stuff, and it's like his job, so he goes in there, and I'm going there with him, and I just don't really say much, but believe it or not. And it's interesting to hear them talk about stuff because they know what they're talking about. Anyway.
What's new in guitars? What's new in instruments?
Well, I haven't done it for a while because of COVID, so I couldn't tell you. Mm. Anyway, sometimes it does end up with me spending money on stuff I don't need and going home. At one point, I did literally go home without playing to with a guitar, a hard case, an amp, and a load of other accessories.
An amp as well. Like that's
no, I had to carry it all the way home. Anyway, so I once went, and you're going to hate me saying this, but I once went into the Games Workshop.
Yes.
Probably about 10 years ago, so I would have been 30. Mm. I've never played really. I never really played any kind of Warhammer stuff. Mm. But I went
put
in
a little
there.
Lead figurines in your mouth.
No, I didn't. I was early for something, and I went in there, and I ended up being there for ages. Right. To the point where I was late for what I was supposed to be doing, and because I was just fascinated by it.
That's how they get you.
The depth of it is unbelievable, and these guys were so passionate about it. Mm. I couldn't get enough of hearing them talk.
Yeah.
And then when I went to Dragon Con a few years ago with my wife.
Yeah.
I ended up gravitating towards the Warhammer bit.
Right.
And that is serious then, because you're talking about Dragon Con. It's a big con.
Yeah.
And there's a whole massive Warhammer section, and it's in America, so they're all serious. Mm. And it was incredible. They'd have like tables the size of this studio full of these figurines playing these massive games that went on for hours. I just thought it was amazing. I'm quite attracted to the passion of it, even though I'm not personally into the subject that much. I think it's probably seen, when we were at school, it's probably seen as being a bit sad, was it, or something?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's always had that kind of. But I mean, you do walk at Games Workshop, and it's, and there, you know, you can talk about the Space Marines, you can talk about the Warhammer old school stuff. Like, but the greatest adversary in that world is very much deodorant, because it absolutely fucking honks. I don't know. It's the same at like Gamescom. It's the same at like any kind of video game thing. Like the day that the public come in, it's just a lot of teenagers stinking the place.
Yeah.
Out, bless them.
And do you still call the everyday punter normals?
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out with the normals.
Don't want to hang out with the muggles. Yeah.
The muggles, yeah. what is it? Why do you think it is that? Why do you think there's a deodorant problem? Because you get that a lot more now, I find, when there's no smoking in venues.
Yes.
You go to a pub, you go to a gig, you go anywhere where it's cluttered. I mean, you can't really do much of that anymore, I suppose. Even though it's Freedom Day this week. How did you celebrate Freedom Day, by the way?
I don't know. As I was coming into the office, a man on a bike, shirtless, went, "Take your mask off, mate. It's Freedom Day. It's done. We're done. We're free."
Did he actually? You being serious? What did he look like? Brexit.
If one of East 17 had like a wasting disease, it was like that basically. Just a little tour.
Did look like that.
very gaunt, unwell looking man.
What, he just piped up?
Just piped up.
Because I had
a mask underneath my chin.
I don't like that. I don't like it. It's not very, for me, and this is what I've said to you before, and I've certainly said it to other people before, the problem with the modern world, right, and I'm going to sound old saying this, is that I'm pretty sure back in the day in Britain, it was a stiff upper lip, don't say shit to anyone kind of country.
Now everyone's got an opinion.
I know it's ironic me saying that because we are essentially broadcasters and we always talk about our opinions. But genuinely, in the everyday street, unless I'm going to a vape shop, a Games Workshop, or a music shop,
I'm not approaching anyone.
I don't go up to anyone.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that?
Maybe that's his version of doing a podcast. But instead of getting loads of people at the same time like we are, scattergun, he's just very forensic about who he wants to talk to, who he wants to direct his ire at.
Yeah, and people think when we do this show that we're really good at just talking about anything and we just go on these threads of fancy stuff. And what it is we get sidetracked and we can't remember what we're talking about originally, so we just carry on, right?
Correct, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I did want to say to you that in the summer, obviously, because you were talking about the summer earlier and all this kind of crap, I want to talk about... What?
I don't think there's any for that kind of language.
Sorry, you were
talking
something
about I was talking about.
Do you know, I found this earlier because I was bitten by mosquitoes at this bloody barbecue last weekend. I've still got the fucking bites.
Whoa.
It's annoying me.
I can see a couple on your arm.
Yeah, it's annoying me.
Doozies.
And it made me think that, because my wife didn't get bitten at all, and we were in the same place, the same amount of time.
Yeah.
And I know
surface area.
That's true. So yeah, the chances, the straight percentage chances are that I want to get bitten more. But anyway,
she was also wearing a wetsuit.
I thought it was a myth that certain people got bitten, certain people didn't. But apparently it isn't.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of variation about what the people have got more delicious blood than others.
So apparently, mosquitoes can detect changes in carbon dioxide in their environment, and they respond differently to different levels of carbon dioxide.
So you're a big windbag.
If you exhale more, you've got more chance. I'm going to give you all the factors. Yeah, so if you're a windbag, you've got more chance. They're also attracted to certain compounds that are present on human skin and in sweat, right? So if you have body odor, I think you are less likely to be bitten.
Right.
Because I think the mosquito detects what is essentially the bacteria and doesn't want to go near it.
Right.
And then also apparently the color black is bad for mosquitoes. They are attracted to the color black.
Right.
This is all based on scientific
research. Don't wear that on a hot day anyway, I would say.
Yeah, what, because it attracts heat?
Yeah. Awful.
I know that, right? And I know that in some parts of the Middle East, you see. So, for example, if you picture in your mind what you would call a stereotypical Saudi man, he'd be dressed in white.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure.
I'd love that to wear one of those today.
What they call them? I want to say kaftan, but it's not that, is it?
Oh God! Because we did on the Wrestle Me, we did Crown Jewels 2018 and 2019, where they went to Saudi Arabia. Mm. I cannot remember the name of the garment that is worn.
Anyway, you'd like to wear one of those.
I'd like to wear one of those.
I don't think anyone liberating. Would stop you, would they?
I would look like Wee Willie Winky, I think, walking around.
You'd look like an eccentric old billionaire who's got confused in the middle of the night, for sure. But anyway, I'm sure in certain parts of the Middle East, they always seem to be wearing black. So I can't really...
Really?
I'm not really...
Yeah, I don't know, really.
Anyway, apparently mosquitoes have been proven to learn to prefer certain types of hosts that, get this, in the past have given them good blood meals.
I do not care for that.
No, and I didn't think mosquitoes live long enough for that. Because apparently 20% of hosts account for 80% of if the mosquito is carrying a disease, that is, which doesn't happen in the UK, but they 20% of hosts account for 80% of disease transmission. Apparently people who consume beer have proven to be more attractive to mosquitoes, which is definitely me last weekend. And they're more attracted to pregnant women than non-pregnant women. So don't drink beer. Don't be pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't wear black. Do sweat as much as you can, and don't exhale a lot.
So don't get pregnant, or don't be a parent. And just sweat all the time. I mean, again, we're going back to the Game Workshop, really. In many ways.
Have you ever seen a mosquito in a Games Workshop? You probably haven't.
I mean, over the weekend, obviously, the thing that was really grinding my gears, fucking flying ants, mate. Flying ants all over the gaff. Like, they just arrived in where we were, but they were certainly very popular in London. But they really do dive bomb you. They really do sort of attack you. I don't know why they do it. And then the pigeons get involved and the seagulls get involved and they chomp, chomp, chomp. And because of the acid in the ants, they just get pissed.
Like, is that true?
Yeah, and so they just see them like just shitting everywhere because they're just pissed out their minds.
You must have eaten your fair share of flying ants.
Flying ants. Well, we're trying the best to get them in my mouth. It was horrible.
What do you think about mosquitoes and what do you think about Games Workshop?
What do you mean?
Just tell me what you think about them.
There should be a game that encapsulates them both.
There's a whole backstory to all the Games Workshop stuff, you know that. Warhammer 40,000 is a massive backstory to it. You can read books about it.
Mate, I've played it, mate.
Have you?
Oh,
we talked about this.
Down at Myriad in Hartlepool.
That's
back in
right.
The day.
Yeah. You used to go there, right?
Used to paint my little Citadel miniatures. Loved it. I liked painting them. I just didn't understand how that translated in actually playing with them. Yeah. I liked doing like the primer and they always looked absolutely wonky, but I was quite proud of a few bits.
Have you still got them?
No, don't know where they are.
Why not? Because you thought it's not cool and you won't get
it. Not cool. Throw them in the bin.
Fair enough. Mm. Let's throw this first half in the bin. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll do some battery brands and then we shall do your emails. It's going to be lots of fun, Peter. I almost guarantee it.
You can't guarantee it.
I can't, but do stick around anyway.
Okie dokie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We're back with Big Boys and Battery Brands. It's your Thursday Luke and Pete Show, people. Luke, what battery brands have people been getting in touch with? Pictures, videos, all the rest.
I've got three more here. Okay. Carl Phillips has first been up with some large batteries, just large.
Just large.
Not large. A new player, in my opinion. Seen him a few times before, but thank you very much, Carl, for your efforts.
He does make the point that they do appear to be vegan friendly because they've got the V emblazoned on the side.
Why do they just put that on them?
I mean, you shouldn't be eating batteries. I think it's just a happy incident. I think it's just a happy coincidence or unhappy coincidence.
Okay. Well, thank you for sending that in. All these have come from Twitter, by the way, which is at Luke and Pete Show. Sam Myers sent in some Tinko, T-I-N-K-O. For me, they are also not a new player.
I think they might be a new player for me. I can't remember. And I don't know why we didn't write these down, but we didn't.
But if we don't, if Tinko. We do it just on the things you can remember, then they're all going to be new players every fucking week.
Yeah. Could we not just search in the actual Gmail that we use to read all of the emails?
Probably can.
The word Tinkle.
Probably can. The jury's out on those. I say no, you say yes. They have to be unanimously voted through. And the final one, which I think may well be a new player, comes in from Milo Moss, again, also on Twitter, who sent in Urban Solar. Urban Solar.
Urban Solar. I think that's a new player.
I agree.
I think that is a new player.
I think they probably go in some kind of, in my mind, they're in some kind of handheld, like, what's it called when you go into a tanning salon? You have those, you sit in them to get a tan.
Yeah, sunbed.
Can you get a handheld one of them?
Make a little one and just do your face?
Yeah.
Why can't we do that? You got stand-up ones, why can't we just have like a handheld one?
The stand-up ones are spray ones, aren't they?
No, you can get lit ones. I did one last year, I remember. I walked past the tanning shop and I went, I want to be brown. And I did one.
So it's right for you to go to random shops.
I wasn't bothering anyone. I was exchanging goods and services.
Yeah.
And it didn't do anything. I was only in it for like 7 minutes, though. I was expecting to be completely tanned.
I think it's horrendously bad for you, I think, statistically. I think it's really bad.
I just think it's... I just think the sort of people... I think sitting in the sun all day... must be worse or the same.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
It is the same thing, but I'm just saying...
You shouldn't do that either.
But it's just efficient, though, isn't it? Not wasting anyone's time. Not wasting your own time.
I don't think... I would be terrified. The worst place I could be trapped would be a tanning salon. I'd get sunburned so easily. It would just be awful. Anyway, Milo Moss, you sit in Open Solar. We agree they're a new player. Congratulations to you.
Mm.
You will get some kind of... spiritual prize in the form of some serious goodwill.
Yeah, Luke, do you want to know that back in 2017, Nick Dalston came in with Tinko. Bashar Dada also came in a year later with Tinkos Super
so
Heavy
we've had
Duty.
A lot of Tinkos.
I had a lot of Tinkos back in the day. And Kevin Corpo has some very strong opinions, or had certainly had very strong opinions 2 years ago on the Foo Fighters. he may as well, and I quote, he may as well be pissing on Kurt Cobain's grave. Look,
that's a really worthy thing to say.
They've
like
had
really
a,
earnest.
They've had a new album out, so he might have changed his opinion. Kevin, if you're listening, get in touch.
Let people make the music they want, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. One thing happening later doesn't affect the thing that happened before.
Okay.
We had this with the Ramble. The Ramble's different now.
Mm-hmm.
Things have got to move on. Things have got to evolve. You've got to move with the times. You've got to keep it fresh. What's happening with the Ramble now doesn't mean what we did before isn't good or that you can't enjoy it still. It's still there for you for free.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a lovely time. We certainly had a lovely time making it.
Yeah.
And now we're having a lovely time making a new type of show. Is that the same with Nirvana and the Foo Fighters? Is that they're much more important? because Nirvana exists, it doesn't mean the Foo Fighters can't exist.
Right, okay.
If you don't like it, you don't have to get involved.
Yes, I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Who's Hall?
Who's Hall?
Yeah, like who's in
your
this
hole.
In this analogy, who's Hall?
Oh, who's Hall?
The band Hall.
Yeah, I know who they are. Sorry, you just the context just threw me a bit.
Who's Pearl Jam in this analogy?
Well, Pearl Jam would probably be, I don't know.
Guardian Football Weekly.
Yeah. No, because Nirvana were...
Oh, Barry was tweeting about it the weekend. Oh,
it's delicious when Barry has a little tweet up on a Saturday night. I'm like, party people.
Love it. Saying the things we'd all like to say.
Saying the things we all agree with, but then sadly deleting them. What a shame. If you're not familiar with football podcasting,
have a pass for Barry.
You probably won't have ever listened to this, but if you are, you'll know what we're talking about.
Speaking of musicians that probably should have been cancelled a long time ago, did you see that the Cornelius, remember that Japanese guy, used to be at Reading Festival every single year. Big fan of him back in the day.
Rings a bell, yeah.
He was doing the opening and closing ceremony music for the Tokyo Olympics. He's obviously a big swinging name in Japan. You know, a lot of he released a lot of like record decks back in the 90s and stuff. So I kind of know his work through the prism of old school hi-fis and stuff. Strangely enough,
right?
Very important, influential guy. But he did admit in an interview with a magazine in 1993, 1994, and repeated the accusation upon himself that when he was a child, he abused disabled kids. Like, not he abused as in, like, bullied them, made them eat feces, all this wild fucking shit. And he was chosen, and knowing full well that this is the case, the Olympic Committee, who just keep on fucking things up.
Yeah.
They chose him to do this thing, to do the opening ceremony, closing ceremony. But and 5 days, 4 days before the opening of the, it might actually be this Friday, Thursday. He's been thrown off.
Fucking hell.
So some composer somewhere is just fucking rapidly, presumably composing like they've never composed before.
Imagine. I mean, that is awful, by the way.
It's
never happened.
Awful. Doing like wrestling moves on him, all this weird shit. It's just like, wow, you wrote that in a. You wrote that. You admitted to a member of the press that you did that. Like, proud that that's what he got up to when he was a kid.
Great. If you were coming, imagine, I mean, forget the circumstances because it's obviously awful, but imagine if you got drafted in with 3 days to spare to play the Olympic opening ceremony. It would be David Brent, this is going to cost you. Fantastic. Yeah, I'll do it.
I know you've got money.
Yeah.
I know you're desperate.
You are absolutely fucked if you don't get me.
A million quid per instrument.
I'm more than that.
Yeah. All right,
I'd probably do is create a scandal myself for asking them so much money that I get kicked off it as well. Exactly. Anyway, let's squeeze an email in if we can.
Right,
let's please squeeze an email in. What have we got here? Let's do this one from a man from Wrexham.
Ooh.
Who knows nothing about Wrexham. Pete from Wrexham.
Okay.
Say Wrexham again, Luke. Yeah. He says, during the show at the end of June, it was great to hear you speak about Bootlegger and Wrexham.
Mm.
Remember the great Bootlegger? I love him.
I'm warming to him.
You're wary of it, though,
aren't
you?
3 years or something.
You're wary.
I'm wary of him. He just seems like he's going to say something terrible at any moment.
I think he's a very nice, good-natured chap.
Yeah.
He just likes to get pissed.
Is he like a labourer? What's his job?
I don't know.
Because I couldn't tell. He looked like he was on like a building site doing like, all right, there.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm scary. My eyes are weird.
Add him to the long list of people who, despite being, I mean, actually, no, he's probably a bit older than us, isn't he?
I can't tell. He's only just had a second jab. I'm confused. He's 25 in my eyes.
I'm getting to that stage now in my life where, because I live in London, I just repeatedly see people younger than me on social media with much bigger houses. And he's definitely one of them, although he's older. I don't know what he does. I don't know what job he has. But anyway, Pete from Wrexham says, most of us born and bred in this town have a fierce loyalty to its most famous institutions. So this is an email about Wrexham, basically. I don't think it's a town you hear much about. So why not? The recent takeover of the football club has given the town a boost in international interest, says Pete, and the lockdowns have seen the Wrexham Lager Brewery grow from strength to strength as people have been supporting local businesses. A fact that most Wrexhamites know of is that Wrexham Lager was a beer on the ill-fated maiden voyage of the Titanic.
Okay, right.
So Pete doesn't know a bit about Wrexham, but not that much. So proud are we of this fact that when the mayor receives the school council members of local schools in his chamber, they recount this tale to the not-too-fussed kids. Wrexham Lager is sent all around the world as it's now bootlegger Pilsner. Hopefully someone with more in-depth knowledge of the brewery and the town's history will be in touch to provide any details that I haven't included. Thanks for
very
that.
Light on details, Pete,
yeah,
I would say.
But, I mean, I didn't know that. Wrexham Lager was the beer on the Titanic. There you go. A little bit of a fact
well,
for you.
Well, you'd hope there'd be more than that choice, and the only beer on the Titanic.
And Wrexham Football Club has been taken over by Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds. As well, which is kind of something I didn't see happening.
I think that might end badly. Finally, just squeeze it in before Under the Wire. Tom says, just to add to Tom Cruise's itinerary last Sunday, two weeks ago, I'm a camera operator and was working at the Goodwood Festival of Speed down in Chichester. Last week, where Mr. Cruise made an appearance on the Sunday morning. We were actually asked to rig several onboard cameras to an old F1 car because he was apparently going to be doing a run of the hill climb course in it, but it seems he had other things to attend to that day. Have you ever sort of planned for something for a celebrity and they've not turned up? Has a celebrity ever let you down? I want to know. Hello at lukepeteshow.com.
That'd be great. I must be able to think of one of them myself.
Surely.
Yeah, there must be a fact. Yeah, get in touch at hello at lukeandpeach.com about anything to do with mosquito bites, Pete's new position in his community. If a celebrity has let you down, that's a really good one. Probably get some good emails about that. That's all we've got time for because we're coming up to the half hour by my terrible calculations. So let's get out of here, Pete Donaldson. We'll be back on Monday, won't we?
Certainly will.
Keep your battery bands coming in as well. At Luke and Pete Show on Twitter. At Luke and Pete Show on Instagram. Pete, have you got any final thoughts for our lovely listeners?
It's too hot to take your dog for a walk.
Oh, yeah. You've
got to do it very early in the day.
Yeah.
What do the cats do? They just make their own choices, right?
One of my cats yesterday was so hot, and this happens every summer. I was thinking, oh, God, he's ill. There's something wrong with him. He just would not move. Like, they find the coolest part in the house and they just don't move.
Yeah.
And he was there for about 4 hours. And I picked him up because it was time to put him out to go and get his food before we shut the door out and we go to bed. And he just flopped. He wouldn't even move.
Like, yeah.
And he went, like that.
His heart.
And I placed him side down. You know, they say cats always lay on their feet. Placed him on the cold wooden floor in the dining room and just left him there. And the last thing I remember is shutting the door and him just looking around lazily at me. They completely slow down. Like almost like an alligator that can't regulate its own body temperature.
Or a tiger. Yeah, like tigers and lions, they just sort of lie around, don't they?
But they won't. I've actually seen one of my cats on a really hot day. We've got all patio in our garden. And I've seen him go from fence to flower bed to fence to get into the house without touching it. Right. So they just know. Whereas with dogs, you take them out, they're so excited to go out that they can burn their paws, right?
Burn their paws.
Have you got little gloves for them?
No, you just take them out like, you know, 6-7 in the morning, usually all right.
What's the pavement test? You have to test it with your back of your hand.
Back of your hand, yeah.
And it's too hot for your back of your hand.
Anything over 20 is just problematic. You can't really walk.
Jesus, that's so bad. I didn't think about that, yeah. Anyway.
Could you pop a cat in the freezer?
A freezer?
In the fridge freezer.
What cat?
Just for like 5 minutes.
Cats are really
cooling
good.
Down.
There's something really interesting about, just squeeze this in before we go. On a cold day, if a cat needs to get warm, that's where you see them doing that classic circle pose.
Right.
That's what I do it. So they don't always do it. So my cats wouldn't do it in the summer. Because if you've got a cat at home, I'm sure you've probably tried this, but if you haven't, when you on a cold day, you see your cat doing that circle pose. If they've been there for about half an hour, put your hand in the middle, it's fucking boiling.
Really?
They basically create a whole insulated kind of oven of themselves to keep themselves hot. It's amazing. It's really clever.
Cool.
Anyway, that's enough of that. Enough of all that chutney. We will be back on Monday, as I've already said. All that kind of stuff at Luke and Pete Show. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com is the email address. We're off for a little ice cream and a cool down, mm-hmm. and we look forward to talking to you soon. It's been lovely to have your ears, and we hope to have them again. Say goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me as well.
Holy hat code. Cat donuts. Holy cat donuts.
Right, let's go.
Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.